There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
It is a numbers game here on VSiN. Happy to be with you. Jeff Parles here. Ben Wilson here. Slow jamming with Maiolio. Vinny Maliulo coming in a half hour. Be excited to talk to Vinny about getting closer and closer to the NCAA tournament, which, by the way, Ben, it's always acceptable to blast the March Madness CBS college basketball theme at any time, but it really becomes appropriate on the first. So Tuesday.
Yes.
It's always, I think we'll have to have our guy Kevin in the corner, our audio engineer, that will replace Smooth Operator as the song we play pre-show. Even though you can't really blast Smooth Operator though. Can't really blast that song.
A counterintuitive,
yeah, a little bit
sentence.
Little. You can't blast the easy listening. That's for sure. There, Ben. we're kind of in NFL offseason, silly season at the moment, at least until Aaron Rodgers makes his decision on will he retire, will he want to stay, will he want to be traded, because really the whole offseason's kind of paused until Rodgers makes that decision. Because the whole league, the way everyone plays this offseason is really impacting on how that domino falls. If Green Bay retains Aaron Rodgers, then Russell Wilson becomes the biggest name potentially available, or Deshaun Watson, if Russell Wilson isn't available via trade. Deshaun Watson, we know, is available once all those issues off the field, if those are resolved before before the draft, realistically, we expect Watson to be dealt somewhere. And the odds right now, by the way, DraftKings has these odds. BetMGM does not have these up right now. But you look at, there are three markets right now for player futures. And it's a little bit different than what we've been seeing earlier in the week, where we saw who will be the next quarterback, who will take the next snap in Arizona, who will take the next snap in Seattle, Green Bay. These markets are just who is that player? Because in the other markets, it was Aaron Rodgers versus the field, Kyler Murray versus the field, Russell Wilson versus the field. Somehow Jameis Winston versus the field in the New Orleans ones, which I don't quite understand how that ended up happening. But Ben, right now at DraftKings, Green Bay, the first snap of the 2022-2023 season, Aaron Rodgers is still a minus 280 favorite. Jordan Love is 3-1. Everyone else plus 750 or longer. Jameis Winston at 8-1. Mariota at 10-1. Garoppolo, Minshew, Wentz, and Fitzpatrick at 12-1. Hey, Benkirk makes the list at 14-1.
He's in the organization, Jeff.
I'm going to say, if Benkirk is taking the first snap, something has gone very wrong, if that's the case.
Fan favorite, Kurt Benkirk. Come on. He's no Ingle Martin. Get out of here.
Is Danny Heckling on the team still? He's on this list, too.
He's only a 16-1. Russell Wilson is 18-1. So I don't know.
Ben, again, you're one of our resident Packer fans here, and we did touch on this a little bit yesterday, but I just touching on this again here, because we're assuming that a Rodgers decision comes either next week or the week after. If he's not the starter, the only bet here is Jordan Love. Wouldn't you just take a shot on Jordan Love at 3-1, and say, all right, if Rodgers leaves, at least as you as a Packer fan, it'd be like, all right, at least let's make some money on this. If Rodgers were to leave and knowing that the situation would become much worse for the Packers potentially having success moving forward.
What? So the essential get out in front of an emotional hedge is what you're saying, Jeff? Well, and I'll say this, too, because we had the Dan Rossini report yesterday from ESPN. If you want to get involved in this market, the time to do so is now. Like,
and this is your last opportunity.
If you really want to, because this is not going to drag on to July. The decision is going to be made probably within the next month. It's probably going to come down in the middle of like St. Mary's and Dayton in the NCAA tournament, Jeff. It'll most likely get buried here at some point. But yes, if there is a bet to be made, if you from a quote unquote value perspective, yes, because there's realistically, I mean, if you're Green Bay too, we discussed everything about their approach from the front office perspective yesterday. You did not alienate your franchise quarterback 2 years ago to draft him in the first round. To then say, as soon as your star franchise quarterback leaves, actually, based on one game of regular season activity, we don't have any confidence in you starting. You can't do that. You can't preemptively hand the car keys to somebody and then just take them back retroactively. So it would be love, yes. But at the same time, there are better things to bet on, Jeff. Like if you really want to have fun, there are more things to probably sweat on than this market.
You don't want the emotional hedge? If Aaron Rodgers leaves the Packers, that goes from being potentially, again, the market is settling in where it's a lean towards Rodgers coming back more than anything in the market, because we saw what happened last year when Rodgers was supposedly retiring at the end of July. Those numbers dipped like crazy. And of course, basically every number that was an NFC Championship and Super Bowl got home on Green Bay. The Steelers, Ben, seems to be a talking point across traditional media today. Mason Rudolph's 2-1. Dwayne Haskins, 4-1. Any rookie is plus 750. Josh Dobbs, who I forgot was in the organization, is 8-1. Jameis at 8-1. Bridgewater and Wentz and Garoppolo, 10-1. Rodgers, Watson, Wilson, 11-1. Mariota, 20-1. Trubisky and Tyrod at 40-1. Hello, Mitchell Trubisky. We have forgotten your existence there.
Look, you want me to feel depressed as a Packer fan. Try being a Steelers fan and reading that list of names there, Jeff. I mean, that is... That is a doozy of names you're throwing out.
I will say this. I think you have to take a shot on the plus 750 at any rookie. I think you should take a shot on that. Because Kenny Pickett falling to the Steelers is 100% in play. And I know that's an organization that is very patient, as we know. Especially with, again, they didn't bench Big Ben unless if he was hurt. It was the only time he was taken out of the lineup, despite the fact that he wasn't any good this past year. Mason Rudolph was only benched for Duck Hodges because he was brutal in the games that he played. It is hard to see Pittsburgh go with a rookie, but I think that based off the number, they end up with Kenny Pickett. Kenny Pickett starting week one, Ben, that is 100% in play.
Like you're picking 20th in the draft, and in a draft where we are expecting quarterbacks to potentially fall. So, yeah, it makes sense. And Pittsburgh has also been known, too, as a proud franchise to come out and make some pretty bold statements every offseason. Remember, the statement last year was, we are going to commit to basically playing 1970s football and smashing the ball down your throat.
With a bad offensive line, no less.
With a bad offensive line and an innovative new wave offensive coordinator in Matt Canada. So it would not surprise me at all, Jeff, given the history there, to see that organization try and make a splash and go big. I mean, the Pickett thing is, yeah, I mean, it's a nice storyline. But, is that a team that would not be averse to, say, like a Malik Willis or somebody else who does grade out well and does multiple things well, which is the type of quarterback that, you go back to Ben Roethlisberger, has always been someone who's fit well in that system.
Look, here's the thing. Pickett there's a real chance Pickett doesn't get to them. Real chance of that. If I'm drafting a rookie quarterback, Pickett is the only guy that I would take before the back end of the first round. I'm not buying Malik Willis in the NFL, at least right away. I mean, you can't start him. You have to at least sit him and let him learn if he's going to play in his rookie year. He's going to be later in the year. I don't like Sam Howell. I don't think he's that good. I wouldn't take Ritter, who am I forgetting? I'm forgetting one more that could possibly slide into the first round. And if I'm forgetting who it is, that kind of proves my point, doesn't it?
It does prove your point.
On where I'm going here.
I am seeing multiple mocks, for what it's worth, that do have Willis to Pittsburgh as of today. Yeah.
No,
Daniel Jeremiah, the latest to have that
impossible.
With his intel.
It is not impossible to see Willis in Pittsburgh. It's not impossible. I would, if I were Pittsburgh, if Pickett is there, that would be the guy. And then, look, you could honestly trade back even a little bit in the first round and get one of those other guys if you really wanted to. Seahawks first snap, Russell Wilson's -250. Any rookie quarterbacks, 5-1. Geno Smith, the incumbent backup there in Seattle, 10-1. And then a whole bunch of other options, which include Jacob Eason, who I'd forgotten is now with the Seahawks as well at 16-1 there, Ben. You can't bet this market. You just can't bet this market, because if you're Seattle, if it's not Russell Wilson, I don't know what you do moving forward. I really don't. You probably have to draft someone, but even though Russ was a third-round pick and started right away as a rookie, they don't have their first-round pick this year. The Jets have it. So it's one of those where if you're drafting a quarterback, it's a little later, and it's a little harder to do that two times in a row. Again, Russell Wilson was a special type of player coming out of Wisconsin.
Geno would make sense, given that it's Pete Carroll's a head coach. His numbers were not bad in the filling time.
Okay.
He would be a very mediocre, serviceable guy to fill in. And this is the stretch, Jeff, of the NFL offseason, where we start getting these ridiculous stories coming out, like on the heels of Russell Wilson deleting the Seahawks from his social media, where you have Jim Irsay saying he is, quote, a huge fan of Russell Wilson and would, quote, love to make a blockbuster trade. And then you remember, the Colts don't have a first-round pick either. So good luck with that, Jim Irsay. It's that time of year, Jeff.
Well, that's the thing. For Indianapolis, if they want to get rid of Wentz, sure, but no one's going to trade a first-round pick again for Carson Wentz. Like, that's not going to happen. And it was kind of astounding that it even on a compensatory status, it was still shocking that it happened. By the way, the Eagles, three first-round picks. Maybe you call Seattle and see if you give up two of those for Russ. I would do it. That's the team. That's the team that, to me, if you get a Russell Wilson or if Deshaun Watson's off the field, issues are resolved, that would be the team. I think that's the team that could take the lead in the NFC for sure with a better quarterback. We're going to college hoops. What do we like on today's card? That's next on The Numbers Game. Hoops Insight, check out Coast to Coast Hoops with our guy Greg Hoops Peterson, looking at every single game on the card, not just major games, but minor games as well, finding a betting opportunity on every single side in total on Coast to Coast Hoops with Greg Peterson. Every single game has a solid betting opportunity, according to Greg. So download Coast to Coast Hoops today at VSiN.com/podcast or wherever you get your podcasts. While you're there, make sure you catch up on every single VSiN show as well. It is a numbers game here on VSiN. I'm Jeff Parles. Ben Wilson is here as well. Ben, the producer of the Lombardi line today, Stephen Bond, which, by the way, happy birthday to Stephen Bond today.
Happy birthday.
The NFL Network has been rolling through the best games of the season these last few days, where the almost greatest result in the history of the league, the final game of the regular season, Chargers and Raiders, was number two. And I was thinking, it has to be one. And, of course, it's Kansas City and Buffalo. So not a fine birthday treat for our guy Bond that he has to at least have that on in the studio with him today.
Seems particularly cruel. I don't know.
Not nice. I got to talk to our guy Matt Hamilton and see what's up with that, guys. Can't torture the guy on his birthday. It's not nice.
I didn't know that was Matt Hamilton's job description. No one various VSiN producers' birthdays are.
Hey, we can make up job responsibilities that don't exist for others, right? Right? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is that a rhetorical question? I don't know.
It might as well be a rhetorical question at this point. College hoops. We mentioned it earlier last night. We go 1-1 on the show. Murray State just drilled Belmont. Very impressive from the Racers, who at this point, Ben, if they're on the 8-9 line and they're in the same region with Auburn or Kansas, that is going to probably be assuming they get by the 8-9 game, that would probably be a bet in a round of 32, maybe even outright at this point.
They are very much in the Loyola stratosphere for me this year.
They're very good.
I had Loyola over Illinois last year. That would profile the worst case scenarios if you get Murray State in that 8-9 with Gonzaga, which would be the most unfortunate development. It would surprise me if the committee actually did that, Jeff, and actually screwed Murray State that way this year, because they are a legitimate second weekend team.
No, I absolutely. And this team will be seeded better than the Ja Morant team that just absolutely pummeled Marquette in the round of 64 in 2019. And then, of course, came up short against Florida State, right? That was Florida State in the second round that year? That sounds right, because Florida State then flipped around and lost to Gonzaga the following round. Tonight, the card's not great tonight, Ben. It's usually not great on Friday nights, but really not great tonight. We have MAC, we have Sunbelt, we have Ivy, we have MAC with two A's, and we have two Big Ten games. And we have a great one in San Diego tonight, too. So it's really not a really not a great card today. But I did find at least two I can look at. There's one that I will bet, and I will go to the Big Ten first. Begrudgingly here, Ben Wilson. We're going to Northwestern and Penn State. Great game in State College tonight. And we're going to lay the 1.5 with the Nittany Lions at home. Penn State is really, again, first year for Mike Shrewsbury as head coach. Pretty much a rebuild there in State College. They have been much better. They've been absolutely horrible away from the Bryce Jordan Center this year. At home, though, they've been reasonable. They're 9-4 at home. They beat Michigan State at home in conference play. They handled Indiana. They beat Iowa. They have some good conference home wins. They also beat Northwestern in Evanston earlier in the year, and Northwestern has gone completely the wrong direction over the last few weeks. So I like Penn State to sweep Northwestern on the season. We'll lay the 1.5. The only reason that I think you're looking at this being this short is because of the first result in Evanston, which, by the way, if you're just going box score hunting there, Northwestern shot 46% from three. Penn State shot 33% from three. There was a big free throw discrepancy actually towards Penn State, so that kind of slid it a little bit. But Penn State didn't shoot the ball particularly well from three in that game and still got a road win against Northwestern. The other game I'm looking at, this is a lean. We'll see if it's official play by the time it tips. We're in the A-10, Ben. You have St. Louis at Richmond. Which, who doesn't love Travis Ford on a Friday evening in Richmond, Virginia here, Ben? But I've gotten burned by Richmond a few times this year. This is one of the teams that, at least in my rankings, doesn't really match up with the way that they've been priced in the market this year. And look, I got burned earlier this week. GW at home got torched in the second half by the Richmond Spiders. But at home tonight against a SLU team that, Ben, it's pretty much a classic Travis Ford team. They are very talented. They are pretty good offensively. But for whatever reason, even though they're 19-9, they have lost a few games that they probably haven't deserved to lose this year. Pretty much classic Travis Ford. I actually like SLU outright here. If I'm going to take SLU, I'm going to money line it. I want to see if we can do a little bit better than plus 135. So +3 is pretty good, but I actually think SLU, more talent than Richmond, gets it done on the road here tonight. 7 o'clock Eastern time for that one there in Richmond. Big game in the A-10. Both of these teams not really on the bubble. But again, a league that is looking to get multiple bids. Davidson's going regardless. At this point, it's just a matter of can Virginia Commonwealth, another A-10 team, sneak into the tournament. And really, other than that, this slate, not that great. Ben, we were talking about during the break, though, the one Mountain West game tonight. San Diego State and San Jose State. 21.5 is the line. San Diego State, of course, laying at 126.5, your total. Do we dare take the points with the Spartans here, or do we not have the fortitude to do that?
I really want to. I had a San Jose State game earlier this year for Stadium, and we do our coaches meetings beforehand, and Tim Miles, who is one of the more entertaining coaches we get to meet with all season, told me, he's like, Ben, we might score 54 points in this game. It might be on 18 threes. That's just the type of team we are this year. He's a brutally honest coach. His team is very bad. It's a complete rebuild for San Jose State. He's admitted it. It's going to take a couple recruiting cycles to get that team competitive. So you're telling me, like, you have a total, too, of 126.5. You're facing the best defensive team in the country in San Diego State. Only beat San Jose by 10 in San Jose earlier this year. And it's like, it's more of the thought of, all right, San Diego State, do you trust them laying over 20 against anybody? With a team who really has one legitimate score in Matt Mitchell and a whole lot of guys who play at that glacial tempo, you're looking at mid-50s possession for a whole game. It just does not compute wanting to lay that big of a price. So that's my first thought. But if anything, it would be under here 126.5. I know it's the lowest total on the board today, Jeff. We've seen San Diego State against some of these bad bottom half of the Mountain West teams hold them to sub 55 pretty routinely, and I would expect the same tonight, at least on the San Jose State side.
First matchup between these teams was in San Jose. Aztecs won by 10, 72-62. That was earlier in the year, earlier this month.
You want a good one on that, Jeff?
Yeah,
that was
ahead.
The one of the Westgate cross sport Super Bowl props.
Yes, it was.
Where it was San Jose State first half points versus Bengals team total. Bengals, it was a pick 'em, but the juice was shaded to the Bengals. San Jose State scratches across 22 first half points. Bengals score 20, and you win if you bet the Spartans in the first half.
Though. I will say, just eyeballing this, I'm pretty sure the second half with 84 points is the highest half San Diego State has played in the last month.
I believe so.
So, again, a little bit of a quicker pace, a lot of fouls in that game. Look, a low total San Diego State, as we saw. Ben, you won the other night on primetime action with a first half in-game under. That game in Boise with the Broncos and the Aztecs went under as well. Pretty brutal beat if you had the Broncos that night with the Aztecs. So maybe... You know what, Ben? I might end up taking San Jose State by the time this game tips.
I would
like to see a full 22 before we get going here in this one. But 21.5 on the final game of the night. That's an 11 o'clock Eastern tip, 8 o'clock local time at Viejas Arena in San Diego for the Aztecs and the Spartans in the Mountain West before the final full regular season Saturday of the year for everybody. Because the smaller conference tournaments start next week. So that is tomorrow's your last full 140-some-odd game Saturday. So be ready for that. I haven't seen any numbers yet. So diving into the card, probably on primetime action tonight, I'll have a better gauge of where we'll be looking tomorrow on the card, where the best matchup early in the day takes place in Fayetteville. Kentucky, who has been able to win without Ty Washington and Xavion Wheeler, will be at Arkansas, who the Hogs red hot right now, coming off another win against Florida, winners of 12 of their last 13 and coverers of their 12 of their last 13 as well. We're slow jamming next. Vinny Maliulo joins the desk. We got a lot to talk about with Vinny on Friday, as we always do, as we wrap up the week. Here on A Numbers Game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, Jeff Parles here, in for Gil Alexander. Get an early start on your college hoops tournament betting with VSiN's full court bracket breakdown for betting coverage here on VSiN, starting on the 13th of March. That's Sunday. A few Sundays from now, with 6 hours of free live video streaming on VSiN.com, including the full bracket reveal on opening lines for every single game. The VSiN College Hoops experts, including Greg Peterson, Wes Reynolds, Matt Humans, and more, will analyze every game and discuss with the bookmakers making the lines to find the best early value. Don't wait for the lines to move. Start your bracket and round one tournament betting with VSiN College Hoops and our experts on Sunday, March 13th at 6 o'clock Eastern Time, free at vsin.com. Let's get some slow jamming. Let's get some slow jamming here. There we go.
Battle Week is official.
Maolio in the house.
What's up?
How we doing,
Parlay, how do you do?
I'm good. I'm good. Right? I've had the true Gil experience this week.
You have.
So I
what course, is it? What are you? What, talking tennis?
No, well, come on. I can't.
Tennis futures.
I can't do that. Which, by the way, there was the biggest tennis story this week was Zverev losing his mind at the umpire and getting kicked out of the Acapulco tournament this week.
He went full John McEnroe.
Yeah.
And then some, Vinny. Yeah, it was interesting.
It was a very, very brutal scene there, actually, more than anything. But, I've been on primetime action all week as well. So the true
you're everywhere.
Double dip.
You are the network, my friend.
Well, at least for 1 week,
You and Ben.
Yeah, Ben Wilson been everywhere too.
Chris, I'd like to have a slow jamming with Vinny moment for me. I'm just happy to be here, Vinny. Well, just to hear that stuff. Music.
Good to be with you.
Sweet
guys.
Sweet tones.
By the way, in terms of Selection Sunday as well, 2 weeks from this Sunday, we will be posting, as we've done for the last 5 years, numbers right away. So as the pairings come out, Chris Andrews, Rich Bacciolari, we're going to have Nick Bogdanovich this year back with us, and Jimmy Vaccaro and I will be putting the numbers out as soon as the matchups come, and have at it. Come down to the South Point, get to the counter, and fire away. So get that up and running. So we're looking forward to it.
You're running the and the -105 juice comes the second weekend,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it comes Sweet 16 on through first sides. So that's been popular. It was very popular for the Super Bowl this year, as you know. And but again, you know, it's interesting, and what's really evolved in the last several years, I'd say the last decade, is March Madness really is going to begin next week with a lot of conference tournaments, Jeff. You know, we've seen where folks who maybe they can't make it here for the actual tournament, they do enjoy coming for a lot of the conference tournaments. And by the way, there's 5 conference tournaments that take place here in Las Vegas now. So that adds to it, and of course, booking all those games and all the Power Six conferences. Now, again, in college basketball, unlike college football, there are 6 Power Six conferences because you have to throw the Big East in there.
So. Now my brain's trying to figure out all 5: WCC, WAC, Pac-12, Big West. And then who am I forgetting?
Mountain West.
Mountain West, of course.
Come on, Jeff.
Of course.
The hometown tournament.
The hometown Thomas and Mack tournament, which might actually be the best tournament here this year.
I'll tell you what. Don't go to sleep on the Mountain West this year and the West Coast Conference. The West Coast is a lot more than Gonzaga. Santa Clara has been a surprise. You've got... You know, San Francisco, I mean, obviously Gonzaga is the class of the conference. But look, it's St. Mary's also. You know, everybody kind of figured there would be a transition year this year for the conference, but it's not. And then the Mountain West has been exceptional this year. There have been some great games, Colorado State, Boise. The Wyoming game the other night was with Colorado State was a great game. So, listen, I'm not suggesting that those two conferences are quite the Power Six conferences, but I will tell you, particularly here in the West, you get an opportunity to watch them. They're a lot of fun, and they're good teams. They're going to be tough outs, those schools that get in.
Vinny, you mentioned the conference tournaments because some will argue that the conference tournament week is every bit as fun as the actual tournament because it's more games, more teams involved, more betting opportunities. Just take us through that week because that's a complicated week from behind the desk as well.
Yeah, I mean here's the thing. It's complicated, but it's a labor of love too. Full disclosure, right? I mean, you we're back there. You're also really you're so focused. There's so much more focus now too because you're watching all those games and anticipating what those teams are going to be like when Selection Sunday does come up, right? And you're really fine-tuning your power ratings and things like that. And again, we're doing it independently. While we'll be watching the games together, we're making our notations separately. And when we put the numbers together for the big tournament, they're separate. So it's you don't want us to, it's not like, you know, four or five of us are back there and we're all going to have the exact same number on a matchup. We don't want that, you know. But now Chris Andrews, our director, he'll say, look, you know, here's what we'll do, and we'll go around the room and we'll make a number. And then he'll say, well, okay, let's go with this to start. But in terms of getting ready for that, that's where, you know, the conference tournaments, conference week is acceptable, especially with some of the smaller conferences that really you don't, you know, get to see. You look at the Murray State Belmont game last night. You know, I think Murray sweeps the series this year.
Yes.
So obviously in the driver's seat there, but now you're starting to look at potential Cinderellas, if you will, and you know, you get a pretty good idea of what those two schools are going to be like coming up.
It's pretty good that you mentioned that, because Ben and I talked about that earlier. Murray State was one I gave out on the show yesterday, which was an easy non-sweater last night. But that's a team that kind of has that Loyola Chicago deal with them, like last year, where they're very good. If they're on the 8-9 line and you're the one seed, it may not be the best of matchups, depending on which one seed it is.
They get up and down the court. They score. I mean, look what they did to Belmont.
Destroyed them.
Now the game at Belmont was closer, but Murray did prevail. And when you look at, you know, Murray and Belmont over the last few years, so they've been to, you know, successful. They've been to class. But here's of that conference. But yeah, this is a school where you can, and what happens too is professional bettors, these schools are no secrets to professional bettors. But now, Jeff, like next week we're talking about the conference tournaments. You're starting to see, you know, casual fans are getting more involved early by not only betting the games but watching them, and you know, there's no secrets anymore, or a lot less secrets when it comes time to the for the big tournament in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, no, they look. All these games are on television in some regard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. ESPN Plus, basically every conference is on there. Really, other than the Colonial, which now is behind that paywall at Flow Sports for whatever reason. But regardless,
not helping themselves.
Yeah,
with
not helping me either. I will say, Vinny.
I will say this too, though. You know, and again, here at Visa, when we have these kinds of discussions and we're pointing this out to people, a lot of people are, you know, over the years have said, why would you give, you know, why would you encourage people to get that kind of intel or focus on it? Look, listen, it's going to create more betting interest, you know. So, look, use these games. Use VSiN as a vehicle. Watch these games, and listen to what discussions go on here. And you know what? Make your selections accordingly.
We'll have that little baseball discussion we were talking about during the break in the next segment. Mm-hmm. But since we only have about a minute and a half before we have to hit a break here, Vinny. Gonzaga, boy, I know last year that team probably was slightly better than they are this year, but Chet Holmgren is a scary, scary guy to have to go against.
You know, the Zags, again, I think they were probably better last year, and a lot of they are number one in our power ratings too. I've not talked to anybody that doesn't have, again, at least my colleagues. I'm sure some folks may not have them number one, but I've got them number one, along with several of my colleagues, because they continue to just refine their game as the season goes. But again, the conference is better than people thought too. So when you start getting into these games, now it's certainly not the Power Five conference, one of the Power Six conferences, as I mentioned. However, the Zags, you know, early on, they'll play anybody. They just can't, you know, now they won't be able to play anybody until the tournament starts. I mean, they did have that loss to Duke early in the season. Duke is the class of the ACC, but the ACC is down overall when you look at it. So, the Zags are tough. I mean, they're good. They're loaded. They're probably going to be a number one seed. I don't see them. You know, I see them at least getting to the WCC title game, and they'll probably be a number one seed again.
Would imagine they'll probably steamroll through the WCC, even though the WCC is a lot better than it's been. But
yeah, I don't know if they'll steamroll through it, but I think I could see them in the title. I mean, I see them winning the tournament. They're a big favorite to win
right.
the tournament.
They'll be huge favorite, as they always are, to win at the Orleans in the WCC. More Slow Jam with Vinny next on the Numbers Game. on more than just the final score with One Game Parlay at BetMGM. One Game Parlay is designed to make you use selections within a same game from over 400 different bet types, including team and player props. Log into your BetMGM account today and create your best One Game Parlay before the game starts. New to BetMGM, sign up today and make your first bet risk-free up to $1,000 with bonus code VSIN1000. Plus, you'll earn BetMGM rewards points that can be redeemed for online bonuses or converted into comps for rooms, restaurants, and much more at over 20 MGM resorts nationwide. Try One Game Parlay today. This promotional offer is not available in Nevada or Mississippi, and One Game Parlay not available in Washington, D.C. It is a numbers game here on VSIN. We're slow jamming with Vinny Maliulo. Vinny, of course, to my right, Ben Wilson's here as well. Vinny, you going to Billy Joel tomorrow?
No, I'm not going to Billy. I've been a few times. I have something else tomorrow, but it's a good show. Always a good show. Billy Joel puts on an excellent performance.
Yeah,
are you going?
I'll be seeing him for the first time. Amazing.
First time.
Yeah,
you'll like it.
Yeah, I'm sure I will.
Billy Joel.
Yeah.
Not
seeing him at either on the island or at MSG
I think doesn't he have the record for the most performances at the Garden?
Yes,
I believe he's got a jersey in the rafters.
He's got a retired number in the rafters, right next to Ewing and Reed and everyone else.
He was a high flyer on the court, wasn't he?
Yes,
I think he was a good free throw shooter.
Yeah,
Billy Joel.
So. Yeah, that's how he got the nickname Piano Man, right?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's how
he orchestrated the offense.
Very good. Very good, Vinny. You guys have a prop, of course. Mm-hmm. You do this every year in college hoops. You do it in college football as well.
Yeah.
The groupings, we can put them on our screen here at VSIN.com. To win the NCAA tournament, which team will win the title? And do you have four groups technically, because the field is its own group.
Right.
But Group A right now, and based off the list of teams, not much of a shock that it's the favorite right now.
Yeah.
At -120. In that Group A, you're getting Gonzaga, Kentucky, Purdue, UCLA, Illinois, and Texas Tech.
Yeah, we put this up January 28th, and we expanded the groups this year. And again, it's not like you have every one of these teams going for you. And it's irregardless of how the pairings come out, what the regions are in the incident. This is a prop for here at South Point, Rampart, and our sister properties in Mesquite, the Virgin River and Casablanca resorts. So you've got, as you mentioned, Group A, which opened at +180, so 9-5, and now is the favorite with, you mentioned, Gonzaga, Kentucky, which I have number 2, by the way, in my power ratings after adjusting this week. Purdue, UCLA, Illinois, and Texas Tech. Group B, Arizona, Baylor, Duke, LSU, Iowa, and Michigan State. And again, these were put up in the latter part of January. They opened at +220 up to 3-1. Group C, Auburn, Kansas, Houston, Villanova, Ohio State, with a big win last night, by the way, against Illinois on the road, and Wisconsin. That opened at +220 up to 375. And then the field now up to 8-1 and open at $6. And some solid teams in the field. You got Tennessee, USC in the field, and several other pretty good schools there.
Yeah, I would not bet the field. That's all I would say.
Well, I think we kind of figured when we put this together that the winner would come out of one of these groups. I think it's safe to say we've got definitely the ones –
Group A is strong.
Probably too. Well, in Group A, as it turns out now, you've got potentially two number ones, possibly three, depending on if Purdue gets on any kind of run. I think UCLA took a hit last night as well up at Oregon. But again, how they come out of their conference tournaments, I think, is going to be a determining factor.
And also the team that I think very well could be the most dangerous non-number one or two seed if they end up on a three line in Texas Tech in that Group
A
as well.
Yep.
As always, good, a fun prop as always.
They're fun. We enjoy doing it. We tried to put some sprinkle in the Power Six conferences, and of course Gonzaga. You've got to consider. It's interesting too, where the Big Ten seems to get a lot of love, and it does. It's still a highly rated conference, and did get some Twitter feedback yesterday. And the fact is, you know, they haven't won the NCAA tournament, you know, what, since 2000? Yeah, I think it's 2000. But the fact of the matter is, it's still a highly rated conference. They're going to put in a significant number of teams into the tournament. And who knows? Again, depending on what kind of run they get on. Now, the number one conference, the Big 12, is there, and the SEC are up there. The Big Ten is still. You've got to be mindful of the fact that how many teams are going to put in the tournament, too. So we tried to sprinkle in a little bit of everything into this prop, and it's been fun getting some good play. We had some play over the Super Bowl weekend, and now again, and then with the NBA All-Star break, it was all about college hoops, right? And hockey for sure, but. You know, the NBA resumed last night, but now that the football season has come to its conclusion for the year, now the general public is really going to start getting more involved with college baskets.
Vinny, normally this would be around when spring training games would actually start. Of course, we're still in the lockout. Major League Baseball very well may be canceling games if they don't reach a deal by Monday, and you don't have season win totals up because, of course, we don't know how many games are going to be played.
You know, it's a good point you bring up because normally we would put them up around this week, right, or right around Super Bowl time. But we don't know what the length of the season is going to be or not be. I mean, so without knowing how many games that are going to be played, you really can't.
So the question I have more so than just the season win totals, because – let's say baseball axes games if they don't get a deal done by Monday, which it sure sounds like if they don't get a deal done by the end of Monday, games will start being canceled.
Regular season games. Because we would already be into
correct.
Spring training
games. Spring
right
training.
Now.
I'm talking just from a future book perspective here. Mm-hmm. You're probably – those odds, just because if you have less games, you're going to have potentially more variance, Vinny. Mm-hmm. You would imagine that some people will probably come in and try to take some shots on some big, long prices as games get canceled.
Yeah, well, we don't have as long a price for a couple of reasons, too. Don't forget, during this lockout, there's no trades going on or free agent signings, right? So it's there's still, I believe, some – let's say they settle it. Whether it's Monday or whenever they settle this thing. And I think at some point they will. Whether or not the entire season gets in, I don't know, Jeff. But the fact of the matter is, it's like we've talked about with the Super Bowl futures, right? With the potential of a quarterback carousel going on. You really can't make some teams too high because there could be some significant upgrades or downgrades at quarterback for teams, right? So the same thing in baseball where you saw how active the Mets were, right? And the Mets have come down.
Right.
The Mets, I don't think, are done, but they can't really – they're not doing anything now during this lockout, right?
So, nothing can happen.
So until this lockout gets settled, you won't get, you know, enormous prices or some of the prices that you might think – on some teams because of that. And again, you just you have to kind of wait and see. So it's impacting the future book from that perspective. And normally there would be more future book action right now, but unfortunately, it'll. And the other thing about the lockout is, you know, I don't want to minimize the preseason and the exhibition games, but those are great day fillers right now because
they're always
going on, even though their limits are small. There's a lot of action. People like to take a shot and sit around or on their lunch or whatever the case may be, and they've got action on the exhibition games.
I will say, Vinny, that is one market I still have never actually dove into. Never actually been a spring training game. That's probably the proudest moment of my discipline I've ever had. I mean, in all honesty.
Stay disciplined out there. The discipline there.
No, I know. It's a shocking turn of events. But no, look.
It's casual, but it's casual, so, people like it.
But you're right, though, especially before next week, because you start starting to see college basketball games start in the middle of next week.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You Monday, Tuesday next week, even at the end of this week when it was supposed to start, you'd have
great,
people
great
dabbling.
Fillers. You know, you have folks in the race book or folks, you know, around the property and things like that are just sitting around and, you know, they take a little casual shot on some spring training games, but not yet.
How did the class go last week?
We had a great class, great time. UNLV law students came through, and they were great, great questions, great interest. And I think we created some of the future bookies of tomorrow were here last week.
Vinny, thank you as always.
Always good
always
to be with
always
you. Good job,
you.
Guys. Well done.
Absolutely. Vinny Malauulu, everyone. This has been a numbers game on VSiN. I'm Jeff Parles. Gil's back on Monday. The Lombardi line is next. See you next time on VSiN.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Taylor Swift's new album. Will or won't it be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $10 bonus to the first 500 people who sign up by going to Kalshi.com/numbersgame, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I. There's no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.